So do you have to do bedikas chametz in your garbage pail? Now, it sounds like a silly question, and for the most part, our garbage is picked up before the time of biur chametz, so we don't have any problem, we get rid of our chametz. But let's say you live in a town where the government doesn't pick up the chametz. You know, there aren't enough Jews that the government makes this deal that they'll pick up the garbage before the time of biur chametz. So in other words, you're going to have your garbage not going to be picked up, let's say, on the second day of Pesach. So you have all this chametz in your garbage. What are you supposed to do with it? So there's a couple of answers that are given amongst the Achronim. Number one, the Igros Moshen, Archaim Gimel Nun Zayin, says, is based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, which say that if you throw chametz to the birds, so if it's in a makom hefker, that's sufficient enough to get rid of it, according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, it has to be in a makom hefker. But since our garbage pails are not a makom hefker, and especially when the garbage pail is in our chatzar, it's in our courtyard, in our yard, so therefore he says it's not considered getting rid of it, and says Rav Moshe, you would have to make sure that you get rid of all the chametz out of your garbage pail. If you have any chametz in the garbage pail, that is a problem, and therefore you have to make sure that the garbage bags are gotten rid of before the end of Zman Bir Chametz, or you have to burn the Chametz. And in fact, it's brought down from what I saw from Achronim, bring down from the Sefer Agudas Ezov and the Kelach Shel Ezov, and that he says that in fact you shouldn't even throw things into the garbage a week or two before Chametz, a week or two before Pesach. Because if you throw Chametz in there, you're going to have to search it by Bedikas Chametz. You're going to have to get rid of it by Bir Chametz. And in fact, it's brought down from the Archas Rabbeinu that the Chazanish was also very careful to get rid of all bags from his garbage pail before Pesach. Otherwise, you're going to have problems that it needs to be burned. Similarly, the Shevet Alevi in Aleph Kuf Lamed Vav also passes like the Igros Moshe that you need to get rid of all chametz from your garbage pail. And he gives an Eitzah if you can't do that. You know, in other words, if you've got too much garbage in your garbage pail and there's no way to like burn it all, what you could do is you could pour neft. You pour like some type of gasoline or on this garbage, so that it's not roi l'achilas kalav anymore, and that would be sufficient. Now, the Minchas Yitzchak and Ber Moshe have a little bit of a side machlokas on this issue, is that let's say when it's government-owned garbage pails. So in other words, the government gives you the garbage pail like they do in some cities. I was told in Chicago they have this, I'm not sure in other cities as well, but in England someone told me they have this as well, that where you have the garbage pails are owned by the government, you just like pay a tax, but the actual garbage pail is owned by the city. Is it sufficient just to put it in this garbage pail owned by the city? So the Minchas Yitzchak says you could be mako and just put in this garbage pail by the city, even though it's on your lawn, it sounds like it's not a problem, because the garbage pail is the city's. The Ber Moshe, however, in Aleph Mem Aleph, disagrees, and he says, yeah, it's okay if you put it in the city garbage pail, but it has to be off your lawn. In other words, once it's on your lawn, your chatzar is going to be koneded again, and that's going to be a problem. So it's fine to put in the public garbage pail as long as it's off your property. The Mishnah Halachas gives a different answer to this whole question, and he says you can leave the chametz in your garbage pail as long as you're mafkir the garbage pail. In other words, you make your garbage pail hefker, and that's fine. And Metshuvas Fein Hagus and Beis Reishit Aleph says the same thing, that as long as you're mafkir, and he says you should do the hefker, the act of hefker in front of three people that aren't krovim, that aren't relatives. So this way it looks like it's a real hefker, and you're mafkir the garbage pail, and then you're fine. The question is, are you allowed to sell the chametz in the garbage pail, or should you sell the chametz in your garbage pail? So the Sefer Divrei Shalom and Aleph Kuftes and the Chelkas Yaakov say that it's mutter to sell the chametz in the garbage pail to the guy, and in fact, that's what you should do. And it's brought down in Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the same Sefer Tshuvas Hanagas. He brings this to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but says it's fine to do that as well. However, the Ber Moshe doesn't understand this. He says that he doesn't get it. How can you sell the chametz in the garbage pail to a guy? You're about to take the garbage in it and throw it into the garbage dump. On the second day of Pesach, let's say, when the garbage men come and take away the garbage, you're basically stealing, they're stealing the Nachri's garbage, because the Nachri doesn't know that the garbage men are going to come and take it, and therefore, that is like you're causing to steal, and he says the whole sale would not be a good sale, and therefore you shouldn't do this, include it in the sale, absolutely not. And a final answer to this whole problem is the Kinyan Torah. In Beis Pevav, he says that I don't get it. Once you throw it into the garbage, that is a beer. No one goes into garbages anymore. And therefore, that is considered a destruction. You don't have to do anything else. That's the most makel shita. So you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi how to pass it.